In this bulletin, Australia on track to exceed 22,000 cases of coronavirus. New Zealand's run of zero local COVID-19 cases comes to an end. And in sport, a football qualifier is cancelled after two players from the same team test positive to COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. Australia is on track to surpass a total of 22,000 coronavirus cases as the death toll approaches 350. Health officials claim community transmission has stabilised substantially despite an increasing number of new infections and deaths. While the health response is boosted locally, Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says significant international efforts and collaborations are happening.
We've been working very hard in terms of the pivot of our partnerships for recovery, our development assistance approach to the COVID-19 pandemic. It has seen the delivery of extensive support, testing, PPE, the sorts of things that countries have needed to manage their own health systems. We are also very focused on working on accessibility and affordability of the development and distribution of any vaccine.
Tasmania has recorded its first coronavirus case in 20 days after a man returned from Melbourne and tested positive. The patient, aged in his 60s, is recovering at the Northwest Regional Hospital. The diagnosis is the state's only active case and the second on the island in about 3 months. After more than 100 days free of community transmission, New Zealand has recorded 4 new cases. As a result, residents in the country's largest city will go back into at least 3 days of lockdown. Contact tracing is underway, but the source of origin of all 4 infections is not yet known to the authorities. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is offering this message of confidence despite the challenging circumstances.
I know that this information will be very difficult to receive. We had all hoped not to find ourselves in this position again, but we had also prepared for it. And as a team, we have also been here before. We know if we have a plan and stick to it, we can work our way through very difficult and unknown situations.
Thousands of mourners have gathered at the scene of a deadly explosion in Beirut to mark a minute's silence a week after the tragedy. At least 200 people died in the port blast, where explosive material was unsafely stored for years, raising questions about what officials knew of the dangers. Opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanovskaya has fled to Lithuania from Belarus after Alexander Lukashenko's presidential win led to violent protests. One person has died during clashes between security forces and opponents of President Lukashenko, who claim victory despite calls the election was rigged. A pro-government internet channel has released a scripted video of her telling supporters to stop protesting, but opposition campaigners say the video was recorded under duress. Lithuania's foreign minister, Linas Linkevičius, says the opposition leader was held for 7 hours after filing a complaint about the election.
She was detained because she visited the electoral committee submitting complaints about votes accounts. And then we didn't know where she is, what are the conditions. And it looks like she was experienced some pressure and she was forced to leave the country. She had our national visa, so she can stay in Lithuania for 1 year without any restrictions.
Russia says it's approved the world's first COVID-19 vaccine. It's been approved after just 2 months of tests on humans, including the Russian President Vladimir Putin's daughter. The Kremlin says it will be registered with the understanding a clinical trial of 1,600 people will be conducted. It's expected to be made publicly available next month. The World Health Organization's Tarek Jezovic says due process will take its course before any vaccine is approved and distributed.
Really, I can just say that we are in a close contact with the Russian health authorities and discussions are ongoing with respect to possible WHO pre-qualification of the vaccine. But again, pre-qualification of any vaccine includes the rigorous review and assessment of all required safety and efficacy data. We are encouraged by the speed by which several candidate vaccines have been developing. And as we have been always saying, we hope that some of these vaccines will prove to be safe and efficient.
The news has been welcomed by some nations, including the Philippines leader Rodrigo Duterte, who's volunteered to take the vaccine. But various experts are alarmed by the announcement, voicing concerns the testing period, transparency and scope fall well short of the usual safety standards. In sport, the football club Drita's Champions League qualifying game against Northern Irish club Linfield has been scrapped after another player tested positive to COVID-19. Authorities and football officials have ordered the entire Drita team into quarantine, and so far two players from the Kosovo-based squad have become infected. Well, now the weather across Australia: Perth, a shower or two and 16 degrees. Adelaide, showers, 17. Melbourne, some morning rain and 16 degrees. A shower or two developing in Hobart, top of 14. Canberra's expecting a shower or two and 13. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, top of 19. Similar for Sydney today, 20 degrees, and much the same in Newcastle, 21. A partly cloudy day for Brisbane, 24. Should be mostly sunny in Cairns and 28. And also sunny today in Darwin and a top of 31 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.